This is Daf HaShavua, Shir number one for Daf Mem in Maseches Ksuvos. We're on Mem Amad Aleph, second line. Ketzad Shoseh Ba'atitzu V'chulei. The Mishnah had said that when it comes to Ma'anes, when it comes to Ones, the rapist, so he has to marry this woman. He has to stay married, and even if she's a Mukashchin, even if she's a Suma, it's too bad. She's a Chigeres. She's willing to marry him. He has to stay married to her. And Lo Yuchalu Shalacha Kol Yomav. And then the Mishnah says, but of course, if he's not permitted to marry her, she's usher to him, she's an erva, not roi lekaima, ain't roi levala b'Yisrael, mamzeres. So then, based on the pasuk velosia leisha, she has to be an isha ruyalo. Of course, he does not have to marry her. So the Gemara wants to know. Amar Rav Kahana, Amrisa l'shmaita kamei de Rav Zvid min Harda. I said this sugya statement in front of Rav Zvid from Harda. The following, he said, he wonders the following interesting question. If that's true, this was the argument that he stated. This is Rav Kahana said, I had a good kasha on this mission. Why don't I say that the positive commandment that says he's supposed to marry her, that should override any the surim of where the fact she's not ru'uya, lava bakal, the fact that there's an issur for him to marry her. The assay of marrying this woman should be dochit. So that's where the top Rashi assay, lo si elisha, that mitzvah, positive commandment, that the ma'anes has to marry the woman that he violated, that the nara he violated should be dochit any issur that may exist in terms of the fact that she's a mamzeres or she's an erva. So the Gemara says the following. Amar Lis, Rav Kahana says that Rav Zvid answered him, Hey Charmin, and I'll tell you why this is not a good example of Asei Doche Lo Sase, where the positive commandment will override the negative commandment. Hey Charmin, and Asei Asei V'nitche Lo Sase, Kagon Milo B'Tzaras, Delo Efshar, Delo L'Kiyume La Asei. You know where we say the concept of Asei Doche Lo Sase? That's like the classic example of Bris Milo, this Tzaras, on the Makom Amilo, the Pasuk says he's Shomer Benegat Tzaras. There's a low tase involved in removing the Tzaras, but you have a positive commandment of Milo. So the halacha is that we give the bris Milo to the baby, despite the fact there's Tzaras in the Makom Amilo. So that's where we say, Adecha Ase Doch Alos Ase, why? Because it's low Efshar Deloli Kiyume Ase. It's not possible not to fulfill the Ase. You have no choice to fulfill the mitzvah of bris milah. He's a baby. He's 8 days old. You have to give him bris milah. Aye, there's a lo tase, removing the baheres, removing the tzaras. What can you do? You have a mitzvah to give him bris milah. Aha, but aval hacha here by the woman, by the case of rape, I ama delo boina mi isa la ase klal. If she's not interested in marrying him, does he have a positive command to marry her? No. So there's a way out. Since there's a way out, so here we don't say Ase Docha Lo Sase. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says the following. Look at Rashi, the Nidche es Lo Tase, that's part of the question, De'ena Royula Bi Yisrael Kagon Mamzeres. So next Rashi says, Mi'ise La Ase Klal, but in our case, what the Ase doesn't have to exist at all. So why? Because let's say she chose not to marry him, says La Rashi, Hashtanami. Here also, you know what we do when we see that there's a woman that he's not allowed to marry? Melamdin osa lomar eini rotza. We tell her, eini rotza, we tell her, we teach her to say, I'm not interested in getting married. Meaning, ase docha lo sase in the technical sense does exist. Absolutely does exist. But so what do? We tell her, say, I don't want to get married. And that way where the ase falls aside because there's no ase anymore. And therefore we won't say he has no mitzvah anymore. We teach her to do that. That's the way Rashi learns the Gemara. And other Rishonim take issue with this Rashi because Rashi seems to be saying like this. Let's say the girl says, no, I absolutely want to marry this guy. Now he has an ase. So it sounds like from Rashi that he would be able to fulfill the assay. The assay would be docha the los assay in such a circumstance. And we would allow him to marry her. So that's very difficult. And therefore most Rishonim learn that the Gemara doesn't mean that, well, since it's possible for her to refuse, and if she refused, there would be no assay. So it's not that. So let's teach her to refuse so that there is no, if she's a mamzeres or she's an erva, this way we don't have the ase problem and have to have the ase bidoch or the los ase and avoid the problem completely. No, what it means is that the entire principle of ase doch or los ase is not applicable here. It doesn't apply to cases where the ase can be avoided. And even if the ase what did exist, and the girl did want to marry her, it's still not going to be the classic ase doch los ase, and therefore he's not to marry her. That's where most Rishonim learn the Gemara here. One interesting point, if you take a look at Tosfos, Kagon Mila Bitzaras, that large Tosfos in the middle, the Omer Rabbeinu Tam, this is not really the best example. They really, this is just a symbol, just a sign, as an example in general. Why? Because cutting off the baheres is both a positive and a negative commandment. According to one language, one opinion at least. Nor can you derive from there, meaning what? There, that's not a classic ase doch lo sase, because cutting off the baharis is both a negative commandment and a positive commandment. To make sure that saras remains, you don't cut it off. It's both positive and negative. So, and yet we allow the mila to cut it off. So that's an extreme example. That's an example of ase doche lo tase vase. So, and mila, obviously, the fact that it's capable of doing that shows it's on a higher level. And indeed it is. And why is that so? Because the mala mila sheke nichusu aleo yud gimel brisos, it says the word bris, 13 times in Parshas Lech Lecho. We look at that in a very serious way. That's one of the reasons why, that's one of the reasons the Gemara says why a person who leaves out al brischosha chasamta bivsarenu in benching is not yotze, because we take bris mila very seriously. So this is not a great example. Oh, well, if we say I say dochalos, I say mila overrides saras, I guess it should apply here. Good question. That's not a great question. First of all, the case of mila is an ase and a lo tase that the ase is pushing aside. And number two, the reason why it's capable of doing that is because mila is very, very serious. As in Isser Kares, Nechusu Yud Gimel Brisos is a very serious covenant, but that wouldn't apply to a case of a rapist having a positive commandment, Losi Elisha. Ela Ikra Milsa says Tosis is Mikilayim Vetzitzis. You want to know the real source of Ase Dochalos Ase is the fact, based on the Psukim in Parshas Kisete, that Tzitzis overrides the Isser of Kilayim. You have a Beged of Pishtan, and you put on Tzitzis, and Tzitzis includes Trelis. Trelis is wool. So therefore it's Docha. It says Tosis in Toma. What do you mean? That's not a good example. Vabkilayim Vetzitzis Efter Lakayim Shneim Sheyase Betalis Tzemer Chutim. So says Tosus, hold on. Not only is that not a good example, I could question why that should work based on the principle we've outlined here. That an ase is not doche lo tase in a case where that ase could have been avoided. Like in this case, if the girl says, I don't want to get married, so there's no ase at all. So therefore, let's learn like most Rishonim, not like Rashi. Therefore, the whole principle doesn't apply. And you're not going to allow an ase to override a lo tase. So why does it work when it comes to tzitzis and kalayim? Well, you can avoid the problem completely. Why do you have to put on a four-cornered linen garment? Put on a wool garment, and then your wool tzitzis, your treles, will be fine. And there's no biser at all. Vomeri, no. De vital shel pishton, ef shra lakayim shenehem. No, because, yeah, in Akinami, I could avoid it, but the halacha is that people want to put on linen also. You can put on linen. In such a case, if you have a four-cornered linen garment, Efter Lakayim Shneihem, I can't, once I have that garment, and it's four corners, and I put it on, so then I can fulfill. Delo Efter, don't tell me, well, you can avoid having a pishtun garment, but I have a pishtun garment. Delo Efter Lakayim Mitzvah Tcheles Ela Al Yidei Kelayim. Why? The Tcheles Amrohu. Tcheles is wool. And therefore, Vizeh, Ein Lanu Lomarshe Asul Lbosh Talas Shel Pishtan, Mishum Defter Bishel Tzemer, don't tell me, oh, well, you know, then don't wear a talis of Pishtan and avoid the problem. Dein Zeh Chosh of Efshar. That's not Efshar. Oh, it's impossible to avoid it. That's not Efshar. Here there's Efter, the woman could decide not to get married. Don't tell me, well, Efter, you can avoid wearing linen garments. That's a little bit ridiculous, and therefore that's not a good argument. Okay, so says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. What's in the Mishnah now? Says the Mishnah. Yisomar shenis arsav and isgavenis garsha. So here, we're going to give another chiluk between Ones and Mefata. You have a Yisoma who was, she's an orphan girl, shenis arsa, so the father's not in the picture, and she becomes an arusa, now she's divorced. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, ha'ones chayv, so now someone violates her. So here's a girl who there's no father in the picture, she had erusin, and now she becomes a grusha. But she's still an ara. She never had and was never in a sua, so she could be a basula. And says the Mishnah, ha'ones chayev, a person is ma'anes or has to pay. Obviously, the money is going to her. V'hamafater pater, but if it's seduction, you're going to be pater. Why? Because she's willing, and the seduction, the money only potentially goes to the father, but there's no father here in the picture, and therefore, since the fine would only belong to her, there's no payment of when it comes to mefata of the 50 shekels. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabba Barachon Amar Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar Bishitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbo Amora. When Rabbi Elazar made this statement in the Mishnah that ones is chayiv to pay, where you have this yisoma, there's no father, but she had erusin, now she has, now she's a grusha. The fact that there's payment, and the payment is going to her, you know whose opinion is that? That's Rabbi Akiva's. Rabbi Elazar is in accordance with this Rabbi Akiva, Dama, who said, Yesh la knasu, knas ala asma. Remember that? We spoke about Anara who had erusin, and then she was divorced. The knas goes to her. We have to keep in mind that the cases are a little bit different. The case that Rabbi Akiva was talking about is where the father is alive and it still goes to the girl. And our Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar doesn't mention anything about the father. Sounds like she is a complete Yisoma. The father's not even in the picture. And therefore, there is the way to understand the Gemara. If you take a look at Rashi on the Mishnah itself. Says Rashi on the Mishnah, Yisomash and Isaras are four lines down from the top. Yisomash and Isaras and Isgarsha, Ha'ones, Chayiv, Ha'mefate, Pater. Why? The Kaven, the Yisomahi, Uknashalah, the Knash is hers, the Achilte, and she's mochilit, in the case of what? Of Mefate, obviously, Dimidaitan is Patatalo, because it's with her will. She becomes seduced by him, therefore pater. Ugmara Faresh, the Gemara will explain that it's arsam is garsha milsa acharisihi velo a yisoma koi. Meaning, we could have two cases. You have a case of yisoma and a case of nis arsam nis garsha. So when we say that Rabbi Elazar is following Rabbi Akiva, it's not the yisoma part, it's the nis arsam nis garsha part. The fact that even when there is a father in the picture, but there was Erison and she's a grusha, there is money, but it doesn't go to the father, it goes to her, and that's why Rabbi Elazar was following his opinion. And we call her Yisoma because she has the status of Yisoma, a case of Yisoma as well. That could be a second case the Mishnah is alluding to, where she is a real Yisoma as well. She also is going to get the money, but the Chiddush is that even in a case where she's not a real Yisoma, the father is still around, but because she had Erison and Gerishin, like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Elazar holds that the Ones 50 shekel goes to her and not the father. Then the Gemara says, that's what it means. Once again, so Amar Rabbi, begin the Gemara again. Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Bishitas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbo Amra. Do Amar Yesh Lo Knas, U Knas Ola Atzma. Ask the Gemara, Mimiyai. How do you know that? Why do I assume it's over Rabbi Akiva? Mi diktani, so the Gemara says, well, what does it say? Mi diktani, Yisoma, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Ones, Chayev, and Mefate, Pater. What does it say? It spoke about a Yisoma. And Rabbi Elazar says that Ones is Chayev and Mefate is Pater. So the Gemara says, now, we're trying to show how I know that Rabbi Elazar, in fact, is in accordance with Rabbi Akiva. So when I read the Mishnah and I read about a Yisoma, so right away, Yisoma Pshita. Obviously, I don't need Rabbi Elazar to teach me that if you have a girl who's a Yisoma, the money goes to her, right? Who else would it go to? If that would be the only case he's discussing, where she had Erisin and then she's divorced, of course the money goes to her in a case of Ones. And in a case of Mefateh, she's completely exempt because there's no because she's willing and there's no father. Ah, Elo kam ha kam ashmal, it must be that Rabbi Elazar's chiddush is dinarosh and his arsam is garsha ki yisoma, that a naro who had Erisin and then divorced, but and the father's still around. Still alive, is treated like a yesoma. In what way? My yesoma la'atzma, afnarash and isarshan of his garsha is also la'atzma. And in that way, Rabbi Elazar indeed is like Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Zera, Amar Rabbi Barashila, Amar Rabbi Habnuna Saba, Amar Rabbi Ado Barava, Amar Rav, halacha karabi Elazar. Halacha follows Rabbi Elazar, that indeed, Rabbi Elazar, the Tan in our Mishnah, that the money goes to the money goes to her. The money in a case, both true, even when not after the father passed away, certainly she's a yisoma. When there's a case of ones, and even in a case where the father's alive, the money will go to her because she's the yisoma b'chaya av, so to speak. Says the Gemara, Kari Rav Ale de Rabbi Elazar, Tuvino de Chakimin. Rav said about Rabbi Elazar of our Mishnah, he is the best of the Chachamim. So what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, the last Rashi before the Mishnah, Tuvino de Chakimin, Me'ushar Shebe Chachamim. He is the most fortunate, the greatest of the Chachamim. Ashrei Mitagamin and Tuvoi. So the word ashrei, we say fortunate, we say that's great, that's with the Aramaic translation is tuvoi. Now, who is this Rabbi Elazar? So Rabbi Elazar, who Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, says Rashi, it's Rabbi Elazar the Tana, usually Rabbi Elazar is an Amor. This is Rabbi Elazar the Tana, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, v'talmido shor Rabbi Akivi, kidamrinon b'yevamos b'habal yevimto. Now, what was that case? So Samach Beizim and Beiz is the story of Rabbi Akiva losing 24,000 students, and v'hayah ha'olam shameim, and the world was literally desolate from Torah scholars. Ad shabar Rabbi Akiva etzel rabo sinish b'dorom, until he came to the rabbis in the south, v'shana lahem, and taught them. And who are they? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. So with Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, who was this great Tana, which Rabbi Akiva taught? So therefore we say about him, he was Tuvina de Chakime. Says the Mishnah, Ezu Boshes. So how do you compensate someone for Boshes, for shame? How do you evaluate that? Says the Mishnah, all depends on the person who does who's mevayish the other person, and the one in the victim who's being humiliated. Says Rashi, first Rashi on the Mishnah, Adam beinoni hamevayish. You could argue differently. Others hold maybe hold differently. But Rashi believes that a person who's a Beinoni in terms of his status, if he humiliates someone, that's the worst, that's the highest level, the highest degree of humiliation. Why? Because if you're embarrassed by a nobody, who cares? He's a nobody. And if an Adam Chashuv, it embarrasses you, so he's an Adam Chashuv, he embarrasses a lot of people. Relative to that person, I'm not anything so Chashuv either. So but the Beinuni being embarrassing someone, that's worse. And Vahamis Bayesh, next Rashi, the Fi Chashivu So Boshto, based on his Chashivas, that's the level of Boshes. And you could argue, others would claim that, let's say, if the Mevayesh is a Zolel, as a person is a nobody, maybe that's the worst degree of Boshes. They even have to pay in the Mishnayos and Bava Kama, speak about this at greater length, and even have certain prices based on injury and the embarrassment. As an example, a person who slaps one across the face backhand, that's the most embarrassing. That's it's like 400 zuz or something like that. So we have those examples in Bava Kama. And the Mishnah continues, Pagam, how do you evaluate depreciation? And this is the equivalent of Nezek, but this is the Pagam, the depreciation of the girl because she's no longer a Basula. And now maybe if someone wants a master who wants his Eved to marry her, to take this girl, to marry this girl, so her value is not as great. So Rowan Osa, Ki'ilu Hishivchanim Keres Bashuk, Kamahoy Soyafa, we then assess what our value was before she was raped, v'kama yafa, and what she's worth now. And then the person, the perpetrator in such a case, will pay the difference between those two. And says the mission of v'kama yafa, mission continues, kanas shava b'chol makom. Let's take a look at Rashi first. The Rashi says, kilu yishifcha, the last Rashi, b'gmarim fresh, maigri usa machmas b'ila. Gemara will have to explain what is, what makes her less, what makes her worse just because she had bia. She's not, she can do any work, physically capable. So we'll see in the Gemara. Says the Mishnah then, Knas shava b'chol adam, v'chol sheyesh lo kitzva min haTorah shava b'chol adam. So knas is equal, that's fixed, and that's the general. Anytime there's a fixed amount from the Torah, that's equal for everybody. So says the Gemara the following. Ema, and we had this, what the Gemara is about to do was a Hava Mina earlier in the Gemara as well. The Ema chamishim slayim amar achmanim mikol mili. Maybe the 50 shekel, the 50 selah that the Torah speaks of, so that is a 50 shekel which includes everything. That, what do you mean includes everything? So there's the boshes, there's begam, so maybe that's all included in the 50. So Amar Rabbi Zeira, now logically that can't be. Now we've learned in the past, and we'll see a little bit later, that there's a pasuk that teaches us that. But at least the Gemara at this point is considering the fact that maybe logic would explain why that's not true. It says, Rabbi Zeira, I'll tell you why it's not true. Why? Yomru. Again, four lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Zeira. Yomru baal bas malachim chamishim baal bas hedyotos chamishim. You're going to say that there's a difference between those two. One who violates a princess, you pay 50, and if you and you violate a regular woman, not a princess, a hedyot, you also have to pay 50. That obviously doesn't make any sense. Rashi, first Rashi in the Gemara, Yomru v'chulei v'heikanu chiluk chabeneim etzel boshes hilkoch yoyiv boshes. Right, we're going to tell me right how there's no how can you not make a chiluk between them? Obviously, there's going to be a boshes in addition to the 50 shekel. Amalei Abaye, hold on with that argument. Yachi gabi eved nami yomru eved no kev margolios shloshim eved. Also, we turn the page masa machat shloshim. Oh, what does that mean? So Abaye says like this. There is a halacha that if you're sure your ox kills an Eved Kanani, look at the last Rashi, Gabi Eved Shenokho Shor, Sheninna Torah Kitzva Lamech Golem, you pay 50 selah, 50 shekel for that. Why is that a fixed amount? You could have an Eved, he's able to no cave, literally pierce Margolis pearls. He's very talented, very skilled. It's 30 and an Eved, which is what? Just Ose Masa Machat. He's just a Taprash Yichaya Tofer. He's just a tailor. It's going to be the same value. So there it's the same value. So why is it such a, why is it so surprising that maybe the 50 shekel for Ones, the Knas, is also 50 and includes everything? Elam Rabbi Zeira. Now I'll tell you the difference between them. This Rabbi Zeira will hold off for until the next year. We'll pick up Elam Rabbi Zeira top line.